y'all. Welcome to Beautifully Healthy. I'm Dr. Allison Key, and y'all, let me just say a few things. First of all, the past two podcasts, I think, have been my favorite so far, and today has the opportunity to top it even more. I would like to remind everybody that our February podcasts are usually about, like, love, sex, romance. Seth will be proud that I brought this up. A year ago, we were talking about Valentine's and vaginas.
Yes.
And this is the first time in several podcasts that I've actually said the word vagina. So let's just get that out of the way. But today, we are playing sort of a not-so-newlywed game. Of course, Erica's here.
Hello.
And we have our husbands, David and Ryan, and
they're really excited to be here.
Thrilled.
They were.
Especially mine.
They were not too happy. David said, "Why are you always trying to ruin my life?" I think was the exact words.
That was my comment, too.
With a few bleep words in mind.
We still have Sarah Grace and Gabby here. They are going to be our moderators.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
And then I'd like to welcome Barrett and Emily to the podcast today. Barrett is my brother. We may learn more about each other than we ever wanted to know today.
Oh, no.
This is Barrett's first time on the podcast.
It is Barrett's first time on the podcast. Barrett's kind of a silent participant in Spa 316. You know, he mostly just tells us to quit wasting money, quit spending so much money.
All the time.
Yeah, Miss Oprah over here. Yeah.
He was like, "I don't know if that's a good idea." Okay, we're going to do it. I signed the papers yesterday. So,
you want a free car?
Yes.
You want a free car?
Surprise. You want a discount? Come one, come all.
All right. So you have some questions. I have not read them. Nobody has read them. We're going blind here. So y'all tell us what we're doing.
So our first game is going to be husbands against wives.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. Take off the jacket, Ryan.
Get
to turn some AC on.
It's getting intense.
Oh, yes. So the first game is going to be husbands and wives. And if we have time, we'll move on to couples versus couples.
Well, this can be a two-parter, too. You know, no big deal. We can. Wait, yes, we can. Come on. All right, here we go.
You secretly nodded yes to my answer.
Okay, so this first question is for husbands. We are going to start with Barrett. We're going to go counterclockwise.
Fantastic.
Emily's face.
So excited.
Oh, yes. All right. Which of the following Valentine's Day gifts would your wife prefer the most? Bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
Cleaning the entire house.
Mm.
And 1 hour massage, obviously by Spa 316.
Oh, not by me.
Yeah, duh. And jewelry. So four options.
Wait, so if she hears my answer, then she need to write down what her answer would be, or I just need to answer?
Oh, she's going to tell the truth, Mr. Technicality.
Yes.
I'm thinking of a number. Between 1 and 10.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's say we're going to do a countdown, and you have to say the answer at the same time.
Oh.
Okay.
Say
it one more time.
No,
okay, so.
Piece of paper.
Flowers. All right. Flowers, cleaning the house, 1 hour massage, jewelry.
Three. Two, one.
Flowers.
Okay, so y'all don't get that point.
Yikes. I love flowers. So
I'm surprised you didn't say flowers.
I know, but for me, I think I would love a massage. I think the problem is just finding the time to get it. So if it was gifted to me, I would make the time.
Okay, sorry. I'm also slacking. How long have y'all been married?
Close to 15
Almost,
years.
Yeah, 15 this year.
Years in June. Yeah.
15.
And y'all have how many kids?
Three boys.
Hey, we agreed on that.
So. Boys, what matters.
The gimbals.
Okay, so our next couple is Ryan and Erica. Y'all have been married for?
Been together for 10 years.
Okay, together for 10, married for?
Seven.
Seven, and you have how many kids?
Two boys.
Sweetness. All right.
Boys.
Yes.
And I already know the answer hers, but I'm changing your answer. I know mine's going to be right. So.
No.
No, we're switching up the questions.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we are switching.
Let's do the same question.
Okay.
Let's do the same question.
Oh, yeah.
David said no.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and jump in and answer. It's a margarita and Mexican food.
Margarita.
Boom.
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 And where was your first date? Mexican. Where's your date every Friday night? Okay, so we are going to switch it up. All right. Question for Ryan. What is your wife's Number three.
Oh. No.
What the heck?
Yeah, okay, number four.
All right. Yeah, we got these a few minutes ago. Number four. What celebrity does your wife most resemble?
Mute
his mic.
Somebody get him out of here.
Does Erica have to answer this thing? I don't know. Most resemble.
No, I think we can all vote on his answer if it's true or not. No, that was the only multiple choice.
I don't look like his celebrity crush, I can tell you. Ooh,
that. Who's his celebrity crush?
Everybody knows that. It's Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. If I was going to throw one out there, I'd say
basic.
Kate Hudson.
Not even close.
Maybe with the blonde hair.
She's wearing enough of her clothes.
She does have blonde short hair.
Yeah.
She cut her hair.
Erica's way prettier than Kate Hudson.
No. Oh, yeah. We'll go ahead and flip the question. Everybody knows she's in love with Chris Hemsworth, so she'll like that answer.
True. That's true. That's true.
I know. Cole was talking about the Avengers the other day, and I'm like, well, let's watch Thor. Absolutely know who Thor is.
Oh, goodness. Okay, we will do plus one.
Whoa!
I'll give Ryan that one. All right. Down to the keys. How long have you been married?
Also almost 15 years. Barrett and Emily.
A long story.
Same dress, same China.
Yes. Barrett and Emily.
But Erica doesn't know about.
Hey, well, they've been kind of trying to catch up for a long time.
No.
Barrett and Emily got engaged before we did, but I'm the oldest.
So you pulled the trigger.
So I got married 6 weeks before Barrett did.
Yes.
But... Emily, you know the story better than I do, really. Emily is like my best friend now. I mean, we do everything together. Way back then, we liked each other. We just didn't know each other that well.
We weren't around each other that much.
Yeah, we were both in school.
Yeah, they were in Savannah. They lived up here.
So when it was time to go wedding dress shopping, you know, I didn't go with her. She didn't go with me. We were in each other's weddings, but we didn't go like dress shopping together. Things were different way back then.
Way back when.
We wore the exact same wedding dress. Exact.
And had the same china, correct?
Yeah, yes. The exact same
I
china.
I bought my
pattern.
Dress first, though.
Oh.
So. She probably should have taken her back.
But Allison wore it first.
I did. That's what, and Emily was so bummed because she was like, Barrett's not going to see me in the dress, but he is going mm-hmm. to see the dress. But
do you think I know? Or
oh, yeah. No. You probably didn't
know today. Or
had no idea.
Did y'all... Okay, sorry. This is totally aside. We're
hey,
first...
Hey, baby, you look great in your wedding.
Thank you. Bonus point.
Yeah, man. Check for David.
Two. Put that down.
What has 15 years taught you? That
right. Sorry, side note. Were first looks a thing back then? Not that y'all are
back
older.
Then.
Not that y'all are older.
Did y'all have cameras or what was it?
But did you do the whole, like...
No.
And it started becoming a thing when Ryan and I got married, and yeah. My mom was adamant, not happening.
Yeah.
You don't see each other before the wedding.
Yeah.
My that rehearsal dinner, like when it kept going on past way. Midnight, my mom was having a heart attack. She's like, it's your wedding house. Day.
Mom, love it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
She kicked him out of my house.
This is why I love you. Okay, sorry. All right, so back to David's question.
Somebody's going to have to file termination papers after this.
Let's do three.
All right. You ready? How long did you date before getting married?
Long time.
We need...
Quit using a weird voice.
We would like the story.
Very soft.
No, it was like don't years. Uh-oh. I don't know.
You okay, got okay, so number. You got five, years. Four, three, two...
3 years.
One.
4 to 5 years. You were right the first time.
Oh, you shouldn't have changed your answer.
We technically, we knew each other 5 years before we got married, but we broke up for a year in there.
Okay.
And got back together.
Okay.
So technically together 4 years, knew each other five.
So he shouldn't have second guessed himself, is what I'm hearing.
No, he had to get some stuff together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then
no, she had to figure out who she was.
Rub.
She had to get
identity crisis.
Okay, so we're going to flip the tables. These are questions for wives.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Gabby, take the wives away.
Okay. Number one, what song is your husband most likely to sing in the shower?
Me.
Memory. Are we doing a countdown?
Yeah, we'll do a countdown.
Well,
I don't have an answer for this, so.
All right, well, you got to start thinking.
Can I say?
It's okay.
Can I say?
Just say something and I'll say, yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac, definitely.
It's not a song, but you know.
No, it's not.
In that
genre.
Okay. We'll give them a point. We'll give you the point. We'll give you the point.
For sure. That was awful.
Fleetwood Mac.
Don't worry. Erica would have went to her default Whitesnake, and she's never heard a Whitesnake song.
But she knows.
That's there. What
but
matters.
That's not correct. That's okay, just her default.
It's in that general
the genre.
Yeah.
No.
It's all good. Kinda.
No. I could have answered that question.
Yeah, like 80s okay. Cars. Music and cars are crap. Back in the 80s.
80s music was good.
Some.
All right. Erica and Ryan.
Wait,
Ryan.
Ladies.
Yes. Erica, yes. Okay.
She said Ryan.
Yes, about you.
Yes, because y'all are married.
Y'all are making things harder than it has to be. Just
don't be
along.
Difficult.
Don't be difficult.
What is the first thing you were attracted to about your husband?
His smile. Aww. Actually, his shoulders. I'm not going to lie.
Still true to this day, right?
Still true to this day.
He used to wear tank tops, correct?
Shut up.
Shut up. With the spaghetti straps. Yes.
Only when we went and rode all the time.
No.
Come out.
You wore those and those affliction shirts and those bedazzled jeans.
What? Woo!
Were you a stripper? Ryan?
Hey, you got to pay rent somehow.
Ryan, have you ever worn skinny jeans?
No.
No.
Okay.
Do you but see buckle my legs jeans. Jeans?
He's got big thighs.
Big thighs. Me and Eric have the same thighs.
It's been unanimous this afternoon with all of the ladies on the podcast. No skinny
jeans are not it.
No, they're not here. That was a good one. Well, plus one.
I gave an honest answer.
That was a good, a sweet. And
no,
then
it was his smile, but then his shoulders just kind of locked it in.
Wait, how is that a point?
Oh.
The moderator gets to decide.
It's just my answer.
Yeah, we're in charge here.
All right. So, what is your husband's favorite meal for you to cook?
Oh.
She's biting her nails.
You'll have to say it at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So, ready?
Oh, geez.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just cook.
I think you like when I make your grandmother's spaghetti sauce
recipe. I knew
recipe.
You were going to say spaghetti.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. But.
Yeah, I have his grandmother's spaghetti sauce recipe. Now, I'll preface this by saying he thinks that I need to, like, put it on midday. And it needs to, you
let
know,
it marinate.
Like your whole
all
life.
Afternoon.
Yeah, because you have the time for that.
Yeah. I come home and whip that sucker up. And it's kind of warm. Y'all eat it.
Room temperature.
It may not be quite the same as grandmother's, but it's, you know. Getting close.
It's fine. It's food on the table.
Amen.
Correct.
Amen.
Correct. Okay. So now on to the next
game.
Like
grandma.
This is going to be couple versus couple.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is serious. We don't know what we're playing for yet.
We don't know what we're playing yet.
You're right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do an intermission. I think we should have everybody tell how they met.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hold on, are we going to give both sides of the story?
I want to hear. I think we should do both sides of the story.
So you mean the intoxicated side and then the sober side, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What'd you point at me for? The sober one, clearly.
Clearly.
I think you're putting center on this.
We are, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got
Seth
it.
Seth is loving this.
Yes.
All right, who wants to go first?
Barrett and Emily.
pounds.
All right.
You tell a story, I'll add.
He'll agree.
As required.
It was a warm August day. Back in 2002.
Two, yeah.
No, we met
in Savannah.
We were in Savannah. No, we met in college. So we had both just turned 18 in July, and we moved down to Savannah to start school at Armstrong Atlantic State University. And we met at the quad. Just...
Like was on move-in day?
Like y'all throwing frisbees?
The day after. I think you... Were you?
Stop.
No, wait. What? Barrett was with like some guys. Like, I don't know. Were y'all throwing a frisbee or something?
Was this love at first sight?
Well, where are you from originally?
I'm from Smyrna.
Okay.
And Barrett's from Bremen.
We that against you.
Hey, now.
I said we would.
So anyhow, yeah, no, we met the second day we moved down to college, and our parents had just left, and all of our roommates kind of just gravitated towards the quad, and started hanging out with us. That's it.
That's the story. Yeah. The rest is history.
We hung out.
No, there is a little more to that story. Emily and I had the same wedding dress with the same china. We also had a summer of Kevin. They broke up.
Yes.
They broke up the same summer that David and I broke up.
Yes.
She dated a guy named Kevin. I dated a guy named Kevin.
The summer of Kevin.
That's what we infamously call that summer.
Stop.
Was it the same guy?
No, I don't think it was the same guy.
We don't know. There was no social media.
Could have been. I don't think so.
Sarah Grace's next question is, did he wear skinny jeans?
Yes.
He would have been the closest guy to wearing skinny jeans of any that I dated.
David, how does that make you feel?
Like a champ.
A winner.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean. Okay, one last question for the Kimballs. Barrett, was it love at first sight? Emily's shaking her head yes.
Sure.
Yeah. It obviously did not take me very long to determine. Sorry, we got to. No, it didn't take very long for me to know that Emily was the one. So
we started dating a week after we met.
Basically. And it was within a week that you went with me to Macon to Allison's.
She met the entire family.
Within a week.
Yeah.
Right. That's something, you know, our family.
We hadn't technically started dating yet either.
Cool.
And like in hindsight, I'm like,
I was
a freshman in college. I just met this guy, and he's like, get in the car with me and like drive up to Macon, like 2 hours. And meet my whole family.
Well, reason a drive from Savannah to Macon should have taken 3 hours.
That's right.
Mm. Some stops along the way.
That was meant to be. And that's what Barrett's grandmother always says. She says that whenever she saw me coming across the parking lot, she just knew that was the one for Barrett.
Sweetness.
Meanwhile, my family was praying that we would break up.
Well, I also thought Dave was in a street game.
Yeah. Wait, he's not?
It's factual. It's factual, you know, that they did pray that we would break up. But
here we are.
Here we are. They would not trade him now. Okay. How did you guys meet?
You want to start?
So the very beginning or actually the official?
Stop.
So... We didn't know it, but we had a lot of mutual friends when I moved back from Auburn, and we had tons of pictures that I'm in the background or she's in the background.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That's weird.
We had no idea. A lot of mutual friends hung out in some same places, but officially the first night you'd say we met and then became a couple was a Halloween night. We were with friends, not even really sure how it happened.
What was her costume?
A black and pink Peyton Manning football jersey.
Bam.
That's
the reason.
That's why you're attracted to her, right?
There we go.
Well, in answer to your future question, yes, it was love at first sight.
Aww.
But we wound up over at her apartment, went to...
Okay, now we're getting to the
left a Tervis tumbler at my house.
No, you're jumping ahead.
Okay, keep going then.
Wound up at her apartment and then left to go to the, basically a giant group of the athletic department party. Mm-hmm. And basically never left.
All right, so now for the, he purposely left?
So we had pregame at my house.
Okay.
So pregame before the party. Well, then next day, he's blowing my phone up. Okay, so Tervis tumblers are like the new Yetis, okay? Okay. Right? Like that, okay. Tervis tumblers were the Yetis of that time. He's like, I got to get my Tervis tumbler.
I didn't wash it last night.
Yeah, and I'm like, but. Yeah. What you mean you got to get it like right now? Like you have to, yeah, I've got to come to your house and get it right now. I'm like, no, bud, we ain't doing that.
But now knowing
so I sent this Tervis tumbler with somebody else. I'm like, dude, this Erica. Thing's important. Like, he needs it right now.
You didn't even let him come over?
No, I sent it with somebody else. I'm like, clearly this thing is really important. You have to have it right this second. Come on. And he's like, I left that thing on purpose.
Yeah, she leaves them at their house.
She is not logistically minded. Let's just put it that.
No, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this thing's got sentimental value. Like, he needs it right this second. Like, right. I got to send it home.
Right. But now knowing his OCD, it... Makes
no,
sense.
He left it on purpose.
No, I planned.
He planted it.
I planned 10 plans ahead. So.
Yeah, planted evidence at my house.
Okay, Erica, what was his costume at the Halloween party?
Did not dress up at all. Had an Auburn hoodie on.
100% correct.
But was he wearing a wife beater?
No, he didn't have a wife beater on.
Oh,
man. So you undressed him.
Yes, because I wore the hoodie because I was literally in no clothes.
That is also correct.
I was in a crop top and booty shorts.
College Erica.
College Erica at 23.
Yes.
Yes, it was. If I could go back, I'd wear that every
well,
day.
Well, let's just
no regrets.
We couldn't survive.
No regrets.
You know, I think we're all just thankful social media did not exist.
Good gracious, no, I would not exist.
Pictures of Erica when she was younger.
I think college.
Yes. I didn't get to live those days. With
college you had to be would, more no. fun.
You would not
without social media. Yeah.
You wouldn't have survived.
Hey, really we are going care. On a cruise. Yeah. We are it's going true. On a cruise.
Cruise. We're celebrating graduation, so what's college called? Erica can come back on the
and
cruise.
And it's the time for me and Sarah Grace to shine.
Correct.
We will find our
but
husbands.
See, y'all are 22 and 23. Oh, what you have to realize.
That's what I would
do. I'm in 30s now.
Yeah, that, you don't recover the same. So
if you want to see the IV. Hotel room in Nashville from the girls trip,
you have to be in bed by 9 p.m.
IV the next morning.
10 if you're getting crazy.
We're in
this
bed.
One goes to sleep when the sun sets. Wintertime.
Okay.
She's a farmer at heart.
That's right.
She's got to be up at 4:30 daily.
She's not a farmer at heart.
She's got to get on that
Peloton. Zero cows with their tumors. I don't want any part of it.
She's a lot of wonderful things. She's not a farmer.
No, that's you. See, I told you I had a tumor the whole time.
Got him.
I told you.
I
told you. You needed to check him out.
We digress. We've gotten off topic.
Okay. Yeah. Let's reel it back in. Okay. Yes. So on.
Back in.
Yep. All right, on to the keys.
I want to hear your version of our story.
I think we can all recite the story.
Yes. I have not heard the story.
Let's go, David.
Yeah. Where did we meet?
Let's hear it.
Tell it.
Come on.
Well, I was in chemistry.
Yes.
And I had a lab.
Yes.
A lab.
So she saw that I was in this lab, and she, like, begged her teacher to be my lab assistant.
Because so Allison was the
almost.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Allison almost. Was the nerd.
So that's
almost.
How we met.
So I was like, you know, ahead of him in chemistry, even though I'm younger than him. And the first day I walked into his class, I was like,
what's up?
Yeah.
That's my future husband.
Basically.
Did he have hair then?
No, he's never had hair since. He's been shaving his head since I've known him. So the phantom David that had hair, I only know in pictures. But I wrote my phone number and email address and name
email.
And social security number. No, I'm just kidding. I wrote this, like, on his, like, lab manual, like, if you need any help, just let me know. Just trying to be casual friendly. That was, like, in August.
Which, you know.
No, let me tell.
No, listen. We need to
talk
about.
You know, I may have been seeing somebody else then.
Whoa. I don't care.
To bring up homecoming?
Homecoming's come up 3 times, and I don't know what has happened.
I need to know the story.
First of all,
can we hit pause? I gotta go pee.
Just, we're almost done because we've got another couple to bring in for the next round. We're almost done with this podcast.
We gotta talk about this homecoming.
Okay, so that was in
this
August.
This is sensational in history.
Like, I did know that I wanted. I was like, I want him, and And
even though he's better at chemistry,
he did not really pay me a whole lot of attention. And so I knew that he was a Kappa Sig, so I started dating a guy who was a Kappa Sig.
Just to get close to him, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Just wait.
And I went to homecoming with this guy. And what was it? Bloody Marys and pancake breakfast or something? I don't know. Anyway, my typical date homecoming was drunk by 11 a.m. And we went back to the fraternity house. And a bee stung his foot in the parking lot of the fraternity house. My date, yes. And he's rolling around in the parking lot screaming. And David's on the porch with his date, who happened to be his sister-in-law at the time's sister, who he'd been dating for a while.
I was about to say sister-in-law.
No, his sister-in-law's sister. Brothers dating sisters kind of thing. I've disrupted that whole... Yeah. Anyway.
Keep it in the family.
Alabama.
David walks over to me, and he puts his arm around me. And he's like, "Where'd you get your date, hon?" And I was like, "Oh, my God." So I got in my car and left. And after my date somewhat sobered up, he came over and he was like, please, we got to go to the party. I was like, "I ain't going nowhere with you, buddy. I ain't going nowhere with you." I don't think I ever talked to that guy again. And so I continued to try to flirt with David. He continued to try to ignore me. And then by the...
Now, what you're missing is after we met, you had your apartment.
You would gaze out the window. Yes. You knew his class schedule.
You don't have to tell people I'm a stalker.
Yeah, homegirl would sit in the window with her leg out. You know,
not with my leg out.
Pretty much.
If I thought that would have got you in there, I would have. But I did sort of know when he was going to class, when he was going to be walking by. I just happened to be sitting there. And sometimes he'd stop by and say, "Hey." Oh, my gosh, I'm getting so hot. And then, second semester, somebody else was going to be in his chemistry lab. So I begged her to swap with me, begged her. I may have even given her my paychecks. I don't know. But we swapped chemistry labs so I could be in his chemistry lab. And what happened? Finally, I think you just asked me out, right? Somewhere in there. And I remember when he asked me out, he sent me an email to ask me out.
Stop.
An email?
Yeah, he told me how pretty I looked that day and asked if he could take me on a date sometimes, ladies.
I had a cell phone.
We're looking for that.
Yeah.
Guys, email us.
I went out in the hallway, screaming. Everybody in my dorm helped me pick out what I was going to wear for our first date. And it was dinner and a movie kind of first date.
Sweetness.
It was sweet.
Did he pay?
Of course.
Okay.
Credit. No Dutch shakes, right?
No Dutch shakes.
No skinny jeans.
I'm no free salsa.
That's right. You are guac, girl. Yes. You are guac.
That's exactly right. But he was kind of a wild child. And I was the goody two shoes.
You tamed
Luke and Ada Lynn.
Yeah, pretty much. Please, Lord, don't let me pay for this man's raising with our son, but
or who your daughter falls in love with.
I think I turned out pretty good.
Turn out pretty good.
Well, we're screwed. The Smith boys.
We only gotta worry about two things though, not everything evolving around those.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we're coming back.
And we're going to end on that.
Yeah, we're gonna put a pause right here. We're going to bring it back in. We're coming back next week. Y'all tune back in. We're bringing on another couple. We're playing some more games. We might even talk some serious marriage stuff. So until then, y'all stay healthy.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.